Scripture I'm going to read today is quite an imaginative piece. And I want you to fully use your imagination as I read this. I'm going to be reading Isaiah, the 65th chapter, starting in verse 17, down through the end of the chapter in verse 25. But I want you to use the best imagination you've got to visualize this story. I want you to visualize it. If you've got to close your eyes, we'll wake you. If you've got to close your eyes, that's okay. Okay? But I want you to visualize this as best you can. These are the words of God given through the prophet Isaiah. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people, my chosen ones who long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. I hope as you imagine this, that you clearly realize, without a doubt, that what this scripture speaks about is not today. As I look at the news and as I follow the news and the things that are happening in the world, what we just read of the words of God are not happening today. The story that Janet shared about a young girl in Bosnia, that's not pictured in this scripture. What the people are going through in the Ukraine now, I believe it's the 262nd day, is not what the scripture talks about. The world is nowhere near this vision. But what I want you to understand first off as we look at this is that God does promise to bring about a new earth and a new heaven. We've got people that don't recognize the fact that we're destroying the planet as we live on it. They deny that that's even a possibility. Or they don't care. But God says, I will create a new earth and a new heaven. It will come about. And it will be an incredible place of joy, of happiness. It will be a place of new songs and new things. It will be a place where, as the scripture says, what? They will build houses and live in them, not someone else. They will plant crops and they will eat them. The animals will exist together. Children will not die at a young age. Matter of fact, let me encourage some of you. It says that if you die before age 100, you're accursed in this new creation. God has promised that this will happen. Now, this is very important that this word comes through Isaiah. Because you see, the people are off in exile and they don't expect it to happen. They are going to be off in exile for 70 years. The temple has been destroyed. Jerusalem has been laid wreck. And God says, I'm going to create a new earth and a new heaven. I promise you that. The people are wondering if that's ever going to happen as they live among the Babylonians, and the Babylonians joke them, and the Babylonians cry out about how silly their God is because their God couldn't save them. And Jerusalem and the temple are now destroyed. What an exciting word to come to a people who are living 1,000 miles from home and have been told, establish yourselves, live there, marry, grow crops, have markets, sell things. And God says, one day, a new earth and a new heaven. Things that bring sadness and pain will not exist in this new creation. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that there's not going to be sadness, that there's not going to be pain. It's going to be a great and wonderful place. I don't know about you, but my heart longs for it already. I'd love to be in a place where I don't have to sit down in a chair across from somebody who explains to me the sadness and pain that's happening in their lives. I get to hear it quite a bit sometimes about what has happened to people and what's happened to their families and how things are being destroyed. Things that bring sadness and pain will not exist in this new creation. Amen?
Amen?
Don't you wish that that world was here now, today, at this moment? What a wonderful thing that would be. Well, I got something to tell you that might be a surprise to you. This passage speaks about a new creation, but not about our eternal heavenly home. That's not what this passage is about. It's not about heaven. It's about a new creation being created here. It's about a new earth and a new heaven happening here. It doesn't talk about an eternal home. Because in eternity, will there be anyone who dies? And this passage says what? Those who don't live to age 100 will be thought of as being accursed. You see, death is still happening here. This is speaking about a new creation now. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing now? A creation in a community where people get along every moment of every day? Would that not be a joy? A creation where people are not fighting and struggling and pulling people in one direction or the other. You have to side with me against them. Everybody knows who them is, right? You know what? Them is going to be living in the same creation as us. Did you ever think about that? The Babylonians will still be living when the people go back to live in this new creation. It's still going to happen. It's still going to go on. There are so many struggles in our country right now for us against them. So many struggles. That will not be happening in this new creation. People will get along. People will be able to plant food, harvest food, and eat what they harvest. Do you realize that Vladimir Putin is holding the world, many parts of the world, hostage right now? People in Africa are starving because what's grown in the Ukraine right now can't get to Africa. And people there don't have enough food to live. This new creation says they'll plant food and they'll be able to eat it. This new creation says that there will be those that get along together. They'll build houses. The animals lie down together. I've never seen that. A wolf and a lamb living together. A lion that will eat straw just like an ox. Folks, a new creation. This speaks about a new creation now. We should be glad and we should rejoice even now about this promise of God, even though it's not here yet. We should be excited and we should have joy that the God that we serve, the God who saved us through Jesus Christ, says, I'm bringing about that type of creation. I'm going to bring it about. There's nothing in this passage. You hear me talk many times about the promises of God are filled with ifs. There's not anything in this passage that says, if the people do this, God will do that. God says, I will. It is going to happen. A new creation. Well, as I spent some time thinking about this, if God's about bringing about a new creation, shouldn't we be looking for it? Shouldn't we be looking to see where it's dawning? And when we see it dawning somewhere, shouldn't we be pointing it out? Shouldn't we get people to be paying attention to, there it is, right there. There it is beginning to happen right there in those people. There it is happening. This new creation is coming about in such a way that people can find joy and happiness, that people can sing. I'm going to, if this is okay, Jerry, I'm going to say this a few times. Is it okay? It's okay. They're going to sing new songs. They're going to sing, hear me? They're going to sing new songs. You know why I emphasize that? Because church people love to say, I don't like that new song. I like those old songs. New songs. I told people many times, if you don't like new songs, then I guess you're not planning on going to heaven. Because the book of Revelation says when we get there, we're going to sing new songs. And we're going to do it for all eternity. New songs. Isn't that great? Wonderful? Amen. Folks, that new creation is dawning already. That new creation is right there coming up over the crest of the hill. That new creation is beginning to happen. That new creation of a world where people live at peace, a world where people can get along, is right there. It's there. Are you looking for it? Are you looking to see where it happened? For me, it happened one way in about 1981. A new creation happened. A new incredible creation. It was the new and improved me 2.0. Jesus Christ came into my life and a new creation happened. Amen? Amen. That happened for you too, did it? If it hasn't, today's the day that a new creation can happen for you. Are you living into that new creation? Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away and the new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. A verse more than worth memorizing. Every time Satan comes to me and says, no, you're still that rotten old person you always been. No, I'm not. Jesus Christ has come into my life and there is a new creation. And I will live in that newness of life, not the old. That old is passé, gone. It has been put to death on the cross. Amen? Folks, are you looking for this new eternal home that's happening? We should be glad and we should be rejoicing about this promise of God, shouldn't we? We should be dancing in the streets and dancing. Where's my brother Rick? That's only Pentecostal, right? That's what Rick keeps telling me. We practice in the choir and he said the pastor's turning Pentecostal. I can't keep my feet still while we're practicing sometimes. Folks, we need to be excited. Amen. We need to be uplifting. A new creation is happening. We need to be letting people know about it. Do you go to the bump on the log to get excited? If the bump on the log was a car salesman, would you buy a car from a bump on the log? Probably not. Would you? If that car salesman was excited about the car that they were selling and could tell you about the benefits of what you could get and all the options and all the exciting things about this car, wouldn't that get you excited? I know some of you are looking at me going, I don't need a new car. But you understand what I'm saying, don't you? We have got the greatest thing in the world happening in our presence. We need to be excited about it. We need to be excited about the new life, the new creation, the new earth, the new heaven that God is in the process of creating. Right? I know, I'm sorry. Some of you are Baptists. You got to sit on your hands so that they don't get involved during worship service. I'm looking around. I have been places where I've said that, and I've watched people do this. Folks, we need to be excited about this, don't we? Knowing this promise, knowing that God has promised to bring about a new creation, should guide us to be co-creators with God in this newness. Co-creators with God in this newness. Now, what do I mean by that? God wants us to be involved in this world, bringing about this new creation, pointing people in the direction to see it rise over the crest of the mountain, pointing the people to the place where the Holy Spirit can come in their life, helping people to see the scriptures and understand them, letting them know what Jesus Christ did for us. God wants us to be co-creators. Now, that's an exciting thing to me. God says, I want you to take part in this new creation and bring this new creation about. Are you? Or are you just waiting to be called to heaven, where everything will be set right? And I don't have to worry about anything. It is a glorious place to go. from everything that I read in Scripture. I can't stand it when I ask somebody, how are you today? And they say, well, I'm on this side of the grass. I can't wait to be on the other side of the grass. You know why? Because heaven is a glorious place. And when I die, I'm going straight to heaven. Because I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So the other side of the grass, the way my Bible reads, maybe yours does too, is much more glorious than this place. Amen. Right? Now, let me bring to you a concept that maybe we need to grab a hold of. It's two little words. Two little words. As if. Say it with me. As if. Do you think you can memorize that? As if. How about we live in this world as if heaven's already here? What do you think about that? Suppose we live here as if it's already happened. As if it's already going on. As if the new earth and the new heaven already exist. That little phrase was something I learned through a theologian when I was in seminary. That Jesus Christ wants us to live in this world as if the kingdom of heaven is already here. Let me explain to you what happened to me one day. We were living in right outside of Petersburg in the north end of Dinwiddie County. And I had to drive 30 minutes every day for class to Richmond. And unfortunately, sometimes those classes started at 8 or 9 in the morning. And that put me on the interstate between Dinwiddie and Richmond on Interstate 85 and 95, right at rush time. I can't tell you how many times I drove up, we'll get them all right yet. You knew what I was saying, right, Eric? You knew it, yeah. All that time that I drove up I-95, I can remember so many times driving across the James River on I-95 when there was wall-to-wall cars. And almost it seemed like I never saw the same car again. But after a while, if you travel at the same time, you see the same people. You almost could wave to them and say, hi, there you are again. We're sitting waiting in traffic. One day I was driving to seminary during rush hour. And this car passed by me that had a bumper sticker on it. And I want to tell you, I've never seen the car again. And I've never seen the bumper sticker again. Never. I even searched for it because I wanted one. The only thing the bumper sticker said was, as if. And I was like, God, that's incredible. As if. Folks, should we not be living in this world as if God's promises are already complete? It's already happened. Shouldn't we be living in this world with that kind of excitement? As if. If we're that kind of exciting people, people will be drawn to the Lord. If we're that kind of exciting people, we won't be able to keep this church empty. If we are people that are excited about the new creation, the new earth and the new heaven, that God says, I am bringing it about now. Do you see it? Look, do you see it? It's happening. It's happening out there, and it's happening in here. It's happening. I want to ask you, what are you doing to see it and to be a part of this new world now? What are you doing to see it and to be a part of this new world now? You see, if I'm always looking down at my feet and dragging my feet, and if I'm always looking down saying, oh, woe is me, that's the only outlook I'll ever have. But what if you look up and you see the new creation? What if you look up and you see the new that's happening? What are you doing to see it? Because it's right there. It's happening. What are you doing to see it? And what are you doing to help bring it about? Let's pray. Lord, you're a God of promises. A God of rich and powerful promises. A God who says, I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth right here in your presence. A God who says that's going to happen now. And yet, Lord, we still allow what's happening around us to distract us from seeing the new. Some hearts need to come to you. Some hearts need to be changed. Some hearts need to find a way to rejoice and be excited about this new creation. And yet, Lord, there are some that need to take the first step to accept Jesus Christ as a Savior who died for them. A Savior who took their place and paid for everything, so that we could have the free gift of salvation and eternal life. So Lord, for every heart here today, I pray that you would work in the hearts that need to take a step. The hearts that need to live into this new creation. I pray that you would work in a mighty way, Lord, that as we circulate this week around this town and this county, that we would be so excited about the new creation that's dawning, that people will ask us about it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.